you know, there was the filming crew was shooting us, filming us on the other end. And they were stuck. So it was just me and my producer who were running, saving the kids, saving the families, the Nepalese families there. And then we reached out to our crew. And I realized that one of our cameramen had a fall and we never found his body. And by the time we got everybody together, so the first thing you always remember is when you get down, when you're stuck in an earthquake-prone zone, go to the top. Go to the top of a mountain with space, because eventually everything comes down and you don't want to be the place where, you know, you're going to be absolutely, you know, you don't want to be a victim at the bottom. So the first thing you do is you go into those open spaces and go on top. I remember they were just not Indian citizens. We were surrounded by Swedish, Israelis, Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, you wouldn't believe, but this is where we came very close to the Pakistani women, girls then. And there were a lot of, you know, good people from Bangladesh also. So, you know, I don't want to be geopolitics, but a lot of, you know, during crisis, everybody comes together. And that is one thing which I've learned from my city, which is Mumbai. During crisis, Mumbai, I don't know who stays next to me. I don't know the name. I don't know the person, nothing. But during crisis, this entire city comes together. And that's precisely what happened in Nepal when that earthquake hit. Everything went for a toss. No connection, no network. We were completely aloof. On top of a mountain, stayed there for almost a week. We used to drink water from the nearby waterfall. We used to eat corns in the market and in the field, cornfield, and we survived. And somehow when that adrenaline and when that panic